movements throughout this cycle of struggle have been criticized by journalists and politicians for not having a program. I mean, so in some ways, this functions at the level of political leadership. They have nobody who's speaking for them. They have no leaders we can talk to on the camera, etc. It's also those functions at a political level in a sense of demands. You know, like, what do these people want? What are they for? And there's, in some ways, it's at least opaque to the journalists. So what you get is, you get, and I assume this is true in Slovenia too, but unfortunately I don't read the Slovenian press. Elsewhere, what it comes for is, you either get two things. One is, these people make no sense because they have all these different things going on. You know, elsewhere, like in the U.S., you know, for instance, it might be against the question of debts, something for housing, but then you would also have gay and lesbian rights and all kinds of other things that then the journalists throw up their hands because they don't understand. Or the other thing is that there's no explicit articulation that then could be addressed by the politicians, etc. And I think there's two aspects of this. It's not only that there are no concrete demands, there's a surplus of concrete demands. But I think what's really at issue here is that the kinds of demands that are being made don't fit in to the recognizable in the recognizable slots or boxes that the journalists and politicians can understand. Like, I liked one of the slogans from Argentina 10 years ago during the more or less insurrection during the economic crisis was that our dreams can't fit into your ballot boxes. In other words, that the demands we're making are in fact always excessive, always spill over what could possibly fit within the current system of responses. So that, for instance, that critique of representation, you know, that's not just against one politician or the other, not just against one party or the other, but against the entire pretext of representation, that's one of those things that spills over, that can't be recognized as a demand, because it's in fact a real demand, a demand much too large to be satisfied.